You're listening to Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs, the podcast for entrepreneurs, CEOs, and sales professionals that want to make more money, grow faster, and make a bigger impact. I'm your host, Ryan Dowdy, former director of sales and college athlete turned entrepreneur. Here's your 20-minute or less dose of sales, mindset, and leadership training to help you hit your income goals. Let's dive in. All right, hello, and welcome back to Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs. And we're going to have a fun conversation today about the end of bro marketing. The end of bro marketing. Yes, my friends, I think we are getting there. We are getting so close to the end of bro marketing. And I know that you are excited about that because you are here and you are listening to this. And we know by the stats that the majority of you listening are women, but we have some men and we love supporting men and we have male clients in the academy. But I really want to have this conversation because there's a shift happening in the market. And if you haven't felt it, you're going to feel it, where the change in Facebook ads and the predictability of Facebook ads and the business model that has been taught for years of if you just dump money into ads, throw people into a funnel, run them through a webinar, sell them something cheap. And you know, that is how you will build a business. That is how you will make money. That is how you will be successful. And that is changing, right? Because the cost of Facebook ads have become to a point where they're no longer profitable. And so now people don't know how to get people into their funnels. They don't know how to get people to show up to their webinars, and they're kind of freaking out. And I'm seeing the shift. The emails are in my inbox. Like somebody the other day, I got an email from a marketer who said something about like, you know, Facebook ads are going to bankrupt some businesses because they don't know how to run a business without ads. And so first I want to define, like, to me, what is bro marketing? Like, what does that mean? And I Googled it, and there's several definitions on the internet. And I want to read them all to you because I think they all ring true, right? But it says that bro marketing can be summed up as aspiration marketing using inflated imagery or statements to present a desirable future or unmissable value, right? So pictures of people on private planes, people in their Lambos, people in giant mansions are really what they're talking about there. Another definition is ego-driven marketing, and it's a philosophy that reveals itself in self-serving, short-sighted, toxic business tactics, which again, things like images of success, exaggerated claims, telling people that, you know, we should charge $10,000, but we're charging you $12,000, all of that different stuff is considered bro marketing as well. And then there's a lot of different ways that that comes clear, right? And if you're using any of these tactics or you have used any of these tactics, I just want to tell you, like, it's not your fault, right? Like, you were told this is what you do, right? Like, you're the people that you have watched be successful, the people who you have watched build multi-million dollar organizations, you know, even up to 8-9 figures are people who've done a lot of this, right? And so we have been taught, right? The greats tell us to find somebody who is successful and model what that person is doing. And so we have all watched, and especially us as women, for those of you that are women listening to this, we have watched these men do this. And we're like, okay, like, how can we put the female spin on this? But I'm here to tell you that I think that that era of marketing is coming to an end because that strategy of make money without caring, make money without doing any work, make money through this like ATM that is Facebook ads, that is coming to an end, right? So because of that coming to an end, these bro-y tactics cannot be effective long-term. Also, today's consumer is smarter than ever before. They have access to more information than ever before. So somebody who lives in a world of funnels and bro-y marketing and inflated tactics, like, your webinar is not the first webinar that they have sat through, right? They're almost desensitized to these claims of like, well, this should be worth $10,000. I'm giving it to you for $5,000. Or you must buy by the end of this webinar or you'll never be successful, or you cannot buy again, or these bonuses are only available for this time, or because you're super special, I'm giving you this discount, right? It's like the timeshare model, you know, like if you don't buy when you walk through, they say they're going to charge you something else. I call bullshit, and I want to build a community of influential leaders who build business in a way that is ethical, that we build business in a way that feels good, that we sell to people in a way that feels good. Because if you have fallen victim to any of those, if you've bought any of that stuff, or if you're doing any of that stuff, oftentimes you realize that a lot of those claims are bullshit, right? A lot of those claims of like, I'm making a bajillion dollars. Like, I was at actually an event, and somebody had said that a lot of CEOs of multi-million dollar businesses are like 2 or 3 months away from bankruptcy. 2 or 3 months, meaning if their business doesn't generate the amount of money that they have projected for it to generate in the next 2 or 3 months, they would be bankrupt. They would be bankrupt. And that, my friends, is not why we decided to start businesses.
right? We're not just chasing, maybe you are, but most of our clients we find aren't just chasing the private plane. We aren't just chasing the lifestyle, right? We are chasing the purpose, right? It's about the purpose. It's about the impact. It's about the people that you serve. And when you come back to that, you can find a way to do business in a really ethical way that feels good to you. And that to me is what we do at Social Sellers Academy, is we bring back the elegant sophistication of sales and business. And this isn't new. That's what's really interesting about all of this. This is not new, my friends. Like, business has been done without bro marketing forever. Right? Like, when I grew up selling radio advertising, which again, wasn't the sexiest thing in the world to sell, but I grew up selling radio advertising. We didn't do any of this. Like, we never ran a webinar, right? We never sold one to many. We went out into the world. We built relationships. We ran our sales calls one to one. You know, we ran a true dream 100. We prospected our faces off, but those businesses are generally speaking pretty financially sound. So what's really exciting is that we are in this amazing apex of time where we get to combine the internet, right? The bro marketing, the things of that worked, the one-to-many sales models, launches, challenges, webinars, things that give us really cool opportunities to build relationships, really cool opportunities to engineer our brands and engineer our celebrity and create really cool companies that we could not have created 10 years ago, right? But then what we're doing is we're reaching back and we're saying, where was that really ethical way of sales? What was that really compassionate way of sales that was focused on solving problems, that was focused on relationships, right? That was focused on, you know, the fancy dinners and things like that. And so it's like, we want to marry those two things. Like, that to me is what we are creating here at Social Sellers Academy with our process, Daily Sales On Demand, with you as a member of our community, is creating this space of people that want to build really solid foundational businesses that operate with a level of elegance, with a level of sophistication, with a level of morality or ethics that are above the bullshit that is happening on the internet. And the reason that I'm having this conversation with you today, because I think it's so easy to look around you, right? To scroll through your Facebook feed, to look in your masterminds, to look at these people that you're around and see people doing stuff and be like, okay, well, they're doing it. It's working for them. But I encourage you, friend, like, trust your gut here. Trust your gut. What works for you? What feels good to you? And then not just you, but what feels good to your clients? Because let's not kid, business is about our clients. Business is about who we serve. Business is about the results that we get. Business is about our team, right? It's not about me. It's about my team, right? Kelly, my business partner, always says, you know, the dream is in the team, but the dream is in serving our clients. So when we focus on building businesses that are obsessed with serving our clients, that are obsessed with getting our clients the result that we promise, and we build a team and we create employment for people that can do really cool work, that are hugely talented, that allow them to live their dream, the success is inevitable. But what has happened is we've got this forward-facing world where there are businesses generating 7 and 8 figures in revenue, and the back end of their businesses are a shit show, right? The back end of their businesses are 2 or 3 months away from bankruptcy. And guys, this isn't everybody. This is not everybody. Like, I know that I'm speaking in very broad brushstrokes right now, but it's one of those things, is just following my intuition of these conversations that I keep happening and these things that I keep seeing of people being like, okay, I'm going to chase that. I'm going to chase this bro marketing and it doesn't feel good to me, but I know that it works, right? There's enough people doing it. So we are questioning ourselves and we're questioning our instincts and we're questioning what feels good to us. And we're thinking that we have to do things in a certain way. And I'm not saying that every single bro marketer, and again, I'm using air quotes, everybody running a webinar or whatever is not taking good care of their clients or is not this close to bankruptcy, but the majority of them are, right? It's a whole lot of smoke and mirrors. To me, that is the definition of bro marketing. When it is smoke and mirrors, right? When we're talking top line and not bottom line, right? When we're not talking about what goes on behind the scenes in business. Somebody said something to me the other day about, do you think that these strategies still work? We were talking about webinars and all the different stuff. And someone's like, well, you know who it works really well for? It works for people who are selling the solution to that. And I was like, wait, what? Say that again. Right? It works for the person who's selling the solution for that. And it really got me thinking. I've been playing around on TikTok a lot lately, and there's a lot of like really big accounts that I follow that have a lot of followers. But do you know the people who have the most followers are the people who are teaching people how to grow on TikTok, right? So you have a lot of followers because you're teaching people how to grow on TikTok. But where are the people that you are teaching to grow on TikTok? Why don't they have a lot of followers, right? And so that's what I encourage you to think about when you think about businesses and people who you are watching. And it's like, yeah, what are you teaching? Like, what are you teaching? There's someone that I served Facebook ads for all the time. And the claim is that you can, you know, sell high ticket without ever taking a sales call, right? And that works really well to sell to the people who don't want to take sales calls, right? We can sell not taking sales calls to the introvert who doesn't want to take sales calls. But that person is wildly successful selling that solution. But are your clients wildly successful, right? Because not every business can function without sales calls, right? Some can, some absolutely can, but some can't, right? Depending on the buyer, depending on the situation. So I guess what I'm really trying to tell you here today is I want you to take a step back and I want you to think about how do you best serve your clients, right? Like, how do you serve for the greatest and best good of your clients? How do you serve for the greatest and best goods of your team? And then create something that is in line with that. Create a sales process, a sales system that is in line with that, because that's what we want to do, right? That's why we created Social Sellers Academy, was to put an end to the bro marketing tactics, to the trendy tactics that are coming to an end anyway because of ad cost and, you know, iOS operating system and privacy laws, right? Like, things are changing in the industry. And so we have to go back to real business fundamentals, right? Business 101, what made that old school business pre the internet really flipping powerful? What allowed them to make millions and millions and millions of dollars? Team, sales teams, having real tried and true sales processes that are not based on trendy tactic, right? So the end of bro marketing is to realize that bro marketing is just a tactic. And it's a tactic that's probably been created in the last, 10 years? But that there are tactics pre the bro marketing era that were extremely successful for businesses. So I encourage you to really think about, is the way that I am selling, is the way that I'm enrolling people into my products, into my programs, into my services, is this something am I doing this because it feels good? Because it aligns with me, it aligns with the brand, it aligns with my clients, it aligns with our results? Or is this something that I'm doing because I'm kind of fallen under this umbrella of bro marketing? And I've really fallen under this umbrella of this false promise, right? The person, you know, on their private plane. And again, I'm not mad about a private plane. I love private planes. There's a woman that I follow on social media who is incredible and super smart, and she flies on a private plane all the time, right? But the fun part is she's flying on a private plane because it's fun. She didn't rent her private plane to take pictures for her ads, right? She's flying on a private plane because it feels good to her, right? And so that's what I'm really saying. Like, are we doing the things? Are we buying the things because of what the ads say? Or are we doing that because this is what we want? This is what we really care to create. So that my question, my philosophical episode for you here today is what you're doing in line with your ethics, in line with what feels good to you, in lines with being and serving your clients to the best of their ability. And I'll see y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs podcast. If you've gotten any value out of this podcast, we'd love if you'd go to iTunes and leave us a review. Screenshot your review and share it with us on Instagram @Social Sellers Academy. And thanks for listening.